Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Powered by Clear Vision Development Group, this is Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leaders podcast. Each week, we'll provide you with top business insights, fresh perspectives from world-class guests, and the tools you need to lead better than before. And now, here's your host, author and business coach, Tony Richards.
Everyone, Tony Richards here, your executive coach and business coach, and I want to welcome you to today's program, where today I'm going to focus on execution once again, and this will be our third program talking about executing your strategic plan at a very high level for results. And today I'm going to give you another element that you need to include if you want to execute at a high level. And we're talking about metrics, how to incorporate metrics into your execution plan. And we're going to be talking about that coming up in just a second. Hope your day is going great. And today's program is brought to you by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. Stand by for some teaching on execution coming up next on Better Than Before on the C-Suite Radio Network.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog, a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Are you working twice as hard but enjoying fewer rewards? Maybe you're highly accomplished, but you just can't seem to break through and make the next big move. Or you run a business that has begun to grow stagnant. It doesn't have to stay that way. Even the best leaders have felt as if their careers were spiraling out of control. But that's when they had to lead and lead big. Tony Richards' new book, The Big Idea, 52 Ways to Be a Better Leader Now, will help launch you forward in leadership. Learn how to take charge and lead yourself, lead others, and lead your company. Purchase online today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and our website, clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. I'm Tony Richards, and this will be our third program where we'll be talking about principles of execution. And I've told you before, you know, a lot of people get very good at strategic planning. They call it strategic planning. And really what needs to happen, or what I discovered a long time ago that seems to work well for me and my clients, and maybe something different will work better for you. But for me, what works is to break up that term strategic planning into two different segments. The first segment being strategic thinking, because when we're coming together to have a discussion about what our strategy should be, that's more of a thinking session. We do some thinking before, and we do some thinking during, and then we put together this list of strategies that we want to put in place for the organization. And the thing that's often missing is we don't do any execution planning. So strategic thinking and then execution planning. How are we going to execute these strategies that we've spent all this time and resources and energy putting together? And so I've been talking about that the last couple of shows here where I didn't have a guest and it was me here teaching you some business principles. And so I've been really focusing in on execution planning. And one of the things that's really important in execution planning is that you set yourself up in four different quarters. Most businesses run their financials and most of their business processes run in quarters. So why wouldn't your execution plan also be defined a quarter at a time? Or as I like to call it, a 13-week sprint. And a lot of times I'll say it's a 13-week sprint to execute a vital priority in the organization. And so when we're thinking about the activities that are going to occur within that 13-week sprint, we're talking about tactical execution of the strategic thinking that we've documented. And those that fall beyond a quarter, we call that category strategic execution. So if it's less than a quarter or it falls within a quarter, that's tactical execution. If it goes beyond one quarter, then it's strategic execution. And it's a really important, necessary distinction. So there are three elements to tactical execution. And I talked at length about this one last time we got together, and that is to have a limited number of clearly written and measurable quarterly priorities to make sure your team is focused, aligned, and accountable. And so putting those primary priorities together is something that's vital. Now, the second thing I want to talk about is applying metrics to those specific priorities, because you need to have metrics so you can measure your progress. Let's say that you're going to go on a trip. Before you set out on this highway journey, we went out and we just took really thick black paint and we just covered the windshield with black paint. And then you then had to get in and you had to drive on your journey in your automobile, only using the side windows and the rearview mirror. What kind of journey would you have? What words would you use to describe that experience? How about the other way around? What if you only could drive without a rearview mirror and you could only look out the front? You couldn't look out the sides or look out the back. You need as much visibility as possible, right? And so, as you can kind of tell from the story I was telling there, that some of the most important information for avoiding peril and successfully navigating difficult terrain is what you're able to see, and especially before you get on top of it. And metrics can help you do that. They can help you look ahead. And when you drive at night in your car, and I've used this story for years, can you see all around the car and all around the sides of the road and off in fields and everywhere else at night? No, you can only see what the headlights will show you right in front of you. And they've got to shine out farther. The faster you're going, the more advanced information you need, right? As far as you can see out in front of the car. So you need visibility. And metrics have to be in your priorities in order to keep you visible and you can see where you're going. And so that's what metrics are supposed to do. And you need two different kinds of metrics. That's what we call balance metrics. You need some leading metrics to tell you what's going on now. And then you need some lagging metrics to tell you what the end result is after the fact. So leading and also in lagging. And a lot of times we define those metrics with a business phrase called a KPI or a key performance indicator. And what is really important about key performance indicators? Well, three things are really important about them. One, they're metrics to help you predict and measure progress. Number two, they're used to measure achievement of a priority. How will you know you get there, right? If you don't have a measurement, and if you have a goal, then you'll know based on metrics, give you a measurement of how far you have to go and how much farther you have to go, and also when you arrive. And then, as I was just saying, the third thing is it helps you balance leading and lagging. And then also it helps you measure and helps you keep up with people and productivity. Leading and lagging, and people and productivity. Here are some examples. In sales, we could have some KPIs that help us measure. A leading indicator would be qualified leads, and a lagging KPI would be how much revenue we booked, how much we actually sold in revenue. A leading example would be in the accounting department or in the CFO department. A leading example would be 90-day cash, and a lagging would be the monthly cash balance. Over on the leading example in the people area or in the HR area, a leading KPI would be a net people score, for example, a survey of some kind that lets us know how our people are feeling about the organization. And a lagging KPI would be how we retained our A players, right? That we didn't lose any, or if we did, how many did we lose? So we need the leading and lagging indicators in all our different areas and departments. Now, if we talked about people and productivity, a people indicator would be employee satisfaction survey or employee engagement survey. And a productivity indicator would be, say, our efficiency ratio on our labor. We might also have a productivity KPI, like how much revenue per full-time employee or FTE, full-time equivalent. Over on the people side, maybe our shareholder return on investment. Shareholder ROI. And over on the productivity side, it might be how many inventory turns did we have in the warehouse or where we store our inventory. Over on the strategic side, a KPI might be profit per X or market share percentage that we're gaining in the marketplace. And over on the tactical side might be how many customer calls per day we made or how many deliveries per hour were delivered. So as you can see, there's a lot of different kinds of KPIs we can utilize and a lot of different kinds of specific measurements that we can use. And there's a lot of different reasons for using different ones in our metrics. And so metrics are just extremely important because it's a way for us to tell. A radar is something that a ship uses. So when they're out to sea, they can see what other ships are out there to make sure they don't run into other ships, or where if the Titanic had been equipped with radar, maybe it wouldn't have hit the iceberg. So it's the piece of equipment that scans the surrounding area that lets you know what's out there. In other words, it gives you visibility. And again, that's what metrics and KPI does in your execution plan. It helps give you visibility about what is actually happening in order for your plan to go forward, or tells you how your plan is coming along as far as execution goes. As far as developing KPIs, you really need to select the ones. You don't just select a bunch of the ones that you've heard maybe today that I said, unless you think they really are going to help you. That's an area that you really need to be paying attention to, or it's an area that you think is really key to your company. You need to be specific about the KPIs you're going to use and why you're going to use them. What's the problem that you're solving, or what's the opportunity you're trying to leverage, or what is a specific area you really need to pay attention to make sure you're on track and that gets executed in order for your plan or organization to be successful. And you really need to know the outcome that you want. And after you have KPIs and metrics for a while, you can start to benchmark things and you can start paying attention to pacing. Like we should be at this particular place in the second month of the quarter or the second week of the second month. You can tell after you've been doing them for 3 or 4 years, you can look at averages and you can say, well, in the fourth week of the 13-week race, we should be at 20% by now, or we're not going to make it. We're not going to make our outcome. Does that make sense? So pacing is also something that you can use after you've been using metrics for a while, because you've got plenty of data for the last couple of years to put in there. And then again, you need to pay attention to the leading and lagging KPIs. You need some that are going to help you predict success, and then some to help you then know whether or not you were successful. And you really need someone whoever is in charge of that particular area of the plan also needs to be in charge of being accountable to make sure the measurements are right and the reporting is right as far as the execution is concerned. And so execution is tremendously important. And the way you know whether or not you're successful in execution is that you keep those KPIs updated, you keep watching them and making sure that you're pacing along at the right pace in order to be successful. You got to have the right priorities lined out, clear, and documented, at least 3 to 5 priorities every 13 weeks. Then you need metrics and KPIs for each one of those priorities to be able to measure your progress toward those outcomes. Next time we get together and I don't have a guest and we'll talk about execution principles, I'm going to give you the third element that's really, really crucial as far as execution goes. Stand by. I've got 5 big quotes to help inspire the rest of your week coming up next here on Better Than Before.
There's nothing quite like the love of a good dog. At University Subaru, it seems to us they're all good. See special pet-friendly features in the new 2021 Subaru Outback and Forester. It's never been easier to hit the open road with your best friend and to keep them safe with Subaru all-wheel drive. Subaru is dog-tested and dog-approved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru, and a dog. University Subaru, Columbia, homegrown and proud of it.
Receive weekly coaching tips from Tony Richards, delivered straight to your inbox. Whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur, Tony can help you reach your goals and give you a competitive edge within your industry. Tony's Monday morning coaching memo covers topics ranging from leadership development to teamwork to company culture and more. Text the word leadership to 38470 to sign up for Tony's Monday morning coaching memo or sign up online at clearvisiondevelopment.com.
Welcome back to Better Than Before. This is Master Coach Tony Richards, and I've got 5 big quotes to help inspire the rest of your week this week. Are you ready? Here we go. Number 1, in evaluating people, I price ego. It often translates into a fierce desire to do their best and an inner confidence that stands them in good stead when things get really rough. All the great performers I've ever coached had ego to spare. Coach Bill Walsh of the San Francisco 49ers. Number 2, results come from what you're made of on the inside, not what you show on the outside. Tim S. Grover. Number 3, there are no big things, only a logical accumulation of little things done at a very high standard of performance. Coach John Wooden of UCLA. Number 4, if you're afraid to coach your best player, then you're not coaching anybody. John Calipari of the Kentucky Wildcats. And number 5, players should want coaches to be hard on them. One way to tell a great player is how they react to being pushed. Steve Nash, former NBA player. Well, that's our show today. Better Than Before is brought to you by University Subaru. University Subaru, homegrown and proud of it. You can follow me on Twitter at TonyRichards4. You can come join our free Facebook page, Tony Richards Speaker, Author, Coach. All you have to do is push the like button and you're in. Special thanks as always to our producer, Tessa Hall. And until we visit again next week here on Better Than Before on the C-Suite Radio Network, I'm your host, Tony Richards, reminding you that everything gets better when you get better.
For listening to Better Than Before with Tony Richards, a business leader's podcast powered by Clear Vision Development Group. For more resources from Tony, visit clearvisiondevelopment.com. Join us next time for another episode of Better Than Before with Tony Richards.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com. This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.